I got into the music a long time ago through my dad, and as did the other band members, you know, have musicians in the family. The band got started playing, we just started playing in the BART stations, which is like the Bay Area subway system.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we started the band kind of after we had already been playing for a little while, and we were just looking to have a little bit of fun on the side. So we started going down to the BART stations, which is something we used to do back before just to make money, you know. And you know, so, you know, that's how the whole thing got going, pretty much just for fun. And then people started liking it. We made a few homemade CDs, started selling them on the street, and then we started getting gigs, and then we quit all our other bands.
Did you find that working the streets is a pretty good way to learn whether or not you're pleasing people? I mean, you get that.
Oh, it's the best way. I mean, a lot was on the line, right?
Yeah.
We had to figure it out quick, just how to catch people's attention. You know, we learn quickly which songs work. You learn really fast which songs are good ones and which ones aren't.
You get that instant feedback. If the money's not coming in, you know that you're not doing the right thing.
You know you're not doing the right thing, exactly. And so it's also just tons of fun. It's really fun to play for an audience that's not expecting music. It also just teaches you about how fun it is for things to be spontaneous. So I think that's something we've taken away from playing on the street as well, is kind of trying to simulate that vibe when we're on stage. So, you know, this band, for example, we don't do set lists. We don't have any plan because we know that the magic happens, you know, when something just happens out of the blue, and you've got to read the crowd just like you do in the subway. You read who you've got in front of you and you pick accordingly. And that's what we continue to do. Because, you know, I mean, some bands and some groups, you know, do really well, you know, with a prepared show. And that works for some people, but for us, this is the way we work, and I think it's what makes us special, you know, and it makes every show different for every audience. And instead of having the same few lines that you say between songs and the same stories you tell, you know, keep it fresh, keep it exciting, and it keeps us happy too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent. Who are some of your main influences?
I'm a big fan of, I love American music from all the eras of American music, but I would say, you know, Louis Armstrong is a trumpet player from the early days, and that's what I grew up with my dad. He was a big fan of the traditional New Orleans jazz, you know, and then later on, you know, Ray Charles, all the New Orleans R&B, you know, all that Alan Toussaint stuff that he produced, and the Ernie Cato and Jesse Hill and, you know, Fats Domino, Earl King, all that. New Orleans R&B is a big part of what we do. And going up through all the soul music, Ovie Wright, Willie Hutch, everybody, you know, everything. And then we're also a big fan of the contemporary brass bands from New Orleans, like the Rebirth Brass Band and Hot 8 are two of our favorites. So we kind of, and then the blues players are a huge part of it for me, you know, in terms of the guitar. Like early blues players like Mississippi John Hurt. The reason I got into this music was because somebody showed me some Mississippi John Hurt one day. I had just been a trumpet player before. And Snooks Eaglin was like a big influence on me too, because Snooks Eaglin was kind of a songster guitar player, but he played a lot of R&B tunes just by himself with the guitar. So that was kind of somebody that put together like all the, like the Ray Charles, put the Ray Charles together with the John Hurt, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of, he was kind of like a pivotal figure. When I heard Snooks Eaglin, kind of just those early records and playing alone on the guitar, I was like, damn, you can just put everything together. Why not? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And before that, everything had seemed kind of separate to me. I was like, well, you could be a country blues guitar player, or like a songster, or you can be a jazz trumpet player, or you can be a soul singer. And then I was like, hey, why not just do everything?
A darn good idea. It's funny you should mention that about John Hurt getting you into guitar, because I was a bass player until I got into John Hurt, and that's when I switched to guitar.
It flipped you, right? He has there's something magical
absolutely
about John Hurt. I think a lot of people, he changes a lot of lives out there, you know?
Absolutely. One of my all-time favorites. You want to run down who's in the band?
Yeah, we got Ben Malamut, he's playing drums. We got Lorenzo Loera playing the keys. Also playing a little bass every once in a while. He was our bass player for a year and a half there before we switched him to the keys. And then we got Beaumont Bradbury on the bass, and we have Johnny Bones on the saxophone. And I'm Les Wierzynski, and I play the trumpet, the guitar, and I sing.
Beaumont Bradbury is an excellent name.
Yeah, it's a good one, right? he's really just Bo, but I can't help calling him Beaumont all the time.
I like that. Excellent.